Hi.
That's miles better.
Was it?
Yeah, you're on the laptop microphone.
No, I wasn't, because I pulled out the microphone from the laptop and you couldn't hear me.
That is true.
Okay. Well, I don't care anyway, so f*** it.
I do.
Yeah, I know you do. Ladies and gentlemen, nice to see you. Good evening. Welcome to the show. I'll do that again. Hello. Nice to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the show. Ah, damn. Hold on. Ah, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. That should cover all bases, shouldn't it? Now, here we are again, another James Whale show with Rob somewhere in the background.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Now, it may have gone without your notice, or it may not, I don't know, but there is apparently a major football tournament taking place at the moment in Russia, the World Cup. And some people, I have this radio show I do on Talk Radio a few nights a week, until they find out. And I'm there, of course, 7 o'clock until 10 on Talk Radio. You should join me, get the app, listen in. Our friends at Talk Sport, absolutely, it's the only thing they're talking about. And I haven't really seen much enthusiasm for it. Have you? I mean, I haven't actually. I've seen a couple of cars flying flags, and they're always those cheap cars that fly the flags. Have you noticed they're never nice cars that fly the flags? They're never clean cars that fly the flags. They're always sort of a bit dirty and a bit down at heel with these rather tatty plastic Crusader flags flying out of the windows. Thank goodness the post office have disallowed it. One good thing. Is anybody interested? I mean, I don't know. The first thing about football, apparently it was very exciting that Croatia beat Argentina. Apparently that should never have happened. A lot of people are asking a lot of questions. But the world goes on. The world goes on. But apparently I'm told it's a little respite in what is a very sad and rather depressing world that we are now living in. All man-made, of course. There are no problems on this planet that haven't been made by human beings. There are problems, which Mother or Father Nature will throw at us from time to time, but the majority of the problems that affect us are man-made. It's a rather sobering thought, isn't it? And apparently, a football tournament actually is a little respite from that. I don't see it myself, but there some people are. So the reason that I'm talking about this I'm suffering a little with hay fever, I think. Well, it's great. The weather's been good, hasn't it, really, when you think about it? Been very good. Sorry, I'm addicted to coffee. But it's fine. It's medical coffee. It's not, you know, the other sort of coffee, so it's okay. I make no apologies for really not talking about football. I'm not really that interested. Apparently, Gareth Southgate's hurt his arm. That made a big news story. I don't really care about that either. But I do care, of course, about the continuing unrest in the world and in this country, particularly from those people who seem to get upset about almost everything. Isn't it funny? We're living in a world. Consider this for a few moments. This is James Whale. This is the podcast radio show. And a very good day or evening or afternoon, whatever time you're listening to you. Nice to have you with us. And this is an hour of pontification. And that's a religious term when you think about it, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Am I doing this all on my own? Are you not chipping in at all?
I'll chip in. It's an hour of what? Pontification.
Pontification, yeah.
Okay.
Look it up.
I will.
You are, after all, a man who drinks Coca-Cola Zero and eats Greg's meat pies.
I don't have Coca-Cola Zero. That's disgusting.
Oh, don't you? What do you have?
I have the full fat.
Oh, good, fine. Okay, sorry, that was my mistake. I do beg your pardon. Where was I? Roll back the tape.
I can't do that. That would interrupt the recording.
Oh, right. Okay. Can't remember where I was. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we are. I know. Yeah, so here we are. We're led to believe that this football game, this world football game, will make us all feel a little better and a more positive vibe. And if England were to win, that would be surprising. But, you know, hey-ho, it's got to happen one day. No, it doesn't have to happen one day. The end of time could come before England win. There is always that possibility. Anyway, so we live in a world of violence, nastiness, xenophobia, people disrespecting each other. And it's getting worse, of course. The snowflake generation now, you can't look at somebody the wrong way. You certainly can't make a joke that could be taken the wrong way. You're not allowed to shout at somebody. You can't take the piss out of anybody anymore. It's, you know, and yet, knife crime, gun crime, violence, acid attacks are an ever-increasing danger. The Middle East is falling apart. Millions of people are being displaced. And you've got all the grinning. You've got all the grinning, annoying people from all the worthy organisations. Oh, we're sending aid here, we're sending aid there. You know, maybe you should lobby governments not to behave in such a stupid way rather than, oh dear, well, the terrible things happening over in Syria, but we're sending aid in. That's great. Well, why don't we actually stop the trouble rather than sending aid in? I've got a sneaking little suspicion in the back of my mind that aid organisations sort of sit there and think, oh, another conflict. Great. Right. We're going to have to take on more staff. We're going to have to ask the public for more money. Oh, this will be good. I could be wrong. It's unlikely. That's called satire, by the way. Okay. We live in this world where people are forever getting more and more offended by the stupidest things. If I was to say, oh, Rob, you do look nice today.
Oh, thank you very much.
No. If you were female, you might. Well, I don't see why it should be female. You could take exception. Well, why? Why would you comment on what I look like? It's got nothing to do with you.
It's got everything to do with me.
No. If somebody says that to you, you'd say, a lot of people. I'm going to HR, whatever that is. Hugely ridiculous. I think HR stands for hugely ridiculous.
Harry Ramsden's chippy.
Or Harry Ramsey's, whichever. Anyway, there's this secret place called HR. And people get upset. They go and talk to HR. And then somebody who might have upset somebody. I told you about a friend of mine who was complained about in his workplace that he walked in a too aggressive manner through the office. So he had to go and justify the way he walked because some people had complained that it was actually frightening them and they felt a little bullied because of the way he walked. That is how f***ing stupid society is getting. Yet we're living in a time where millions of people are risking their lives trying to escape the bloodshed and the mayhem in their countries. Other countries, and we're not taking them, we're full up. Sorry, go back, swim across the ocean, die. We don't care, you're not coming in here. Yeah, we get very upset if somebody says something we can... Oh, no, you're sexualizing me. Don't do that. We're living in a fucked up world where our priorities seem to me to have been completely mixed up. And yet, you know, there are things we shouldn't do and we have improved and we've moved forward. You would not get some of the comedy programs, quite rightly, that we laughed at back in the 80s and the 70s. It isn't acceptable now. Things change. Thank goodness. And I understand that. But what I don't understand is how we take it to the most ridiculous of levels. And yet, we turn our backs on our fellow human beings and pretend it doesn't affect us. You know, the whole thing, are we going to leave Europe? Now, I've given up on that, by the way. I have to be honest, I didn't think, and I don't think, leaving Europe is going to be the answer to anything at all. It's just going to be another nail in the coffin of mankind. And we'll look back in 100 years' time and realize it all started there. So, my thoughts are this. We're never going to go back to the 50s, and some people in Britain were, oh, it was lovely in the 50s, there weren't many cars. Yeah, the problem is overpopulation of the planet. Too many people finding out the joys of sex without protection and the procreation on the planet. Never mind about carbon. Never mind about all the other things that we're continually hearing are doing us harm. The main harm to this planet is mankind. That is the main harm to this planet, or womankind, doesn't matter. In fact, womankind is probably more harm to this country than mankind, purely because, stay with me here before you all get upset and go to Harry Ramsden's or wherever it was, the main is because females can produce more human beings. Well, you know, they need the help. They need the help of a man as well. But there we are.
Before you go on a bit too much, can I just interject with the pontification? Because I've just done a bit of research while you were rambling on. It's a verb to speak or behave in a pompous or dogmatic manner. See, I do my research.
Very good. It still comes from the pontiff, doesn't it? Pontification from the pontiff.
It doesn't say anything
the
about
Pope.
That. No.
Yeah, and I'm sure that has to do with the way, yeah, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Talking in that sort of whatever, waffling on. I mean, another term would be waffling on. Now, stop interrupting and then you ruin my flow. So, yeah, if we're going to save the planet, if we're going to actually make this a decent place to live in, it's not going to be nationalism, which is what everybody wants. The Italians want it, the French want it, the Germans want it, we want it, all the Middle Eastern countries want it, you know. Here we are, we're complaining about the situation in the world, the human rights abuses, yet if we get some of these countries, Saudi Arabia to name one, to do business with us and to buy an enormous amount of stuff from us, China could be another one, then we turn a blind eye to all the human rights abuses and carry on. And of course, post-Brexit, it's going to be a great new world out there, where people will be living in harmony and trading all over the place and being nice to people. Yeah, of course. Well, here endeth the lesson, according to his... What could I call myself? Could I elevate myself to some kind of guru?
His left-leggedness.
Yeah, here endeth the sermon by his left-leggedness. I would rather be known as right-leggedness. I don't like the idea of being related to any left-wing views. But I share a few from both sides. I'm sort of middling. Middling and verging to the right.
So you're the here endeth the middle-leggedness. This.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Probably at this time, I think we shall talk a little bit about something else. But shall we be going on for about 20 minutes? Should we do a bit of music here? Just to liven things up on the James Ware Show, produced by Rob, who sits on an island off the coast of Wales. How about this one? I Need You, from London's Morrissey and Marshall.
There was a time when I took all I had, bagged it all up and believed this could be me for a long time, a lifetime. But Lord knows things didn't turn out that way, and it's fitting that I should say I need you more than I need the attention, more than I need the affection, and more than I need to be here. I love you more than I need to be loved, so much that there's blood in my tears. Once more, could you lend me your ears? 'Cause I'm slowly dying to tell you that I dreamt we would be, nowhere special but just you and me. Now I sit on my own under false light, and Lord knows I'd give give up the world just to know you're waiting with arms open. Oh, I need you more than I need to be here, more than I need the attention, and more than I need the affection. Once more, could you lend me your ears? 'Cause I'm slowly dying to tell you
there we are. That was I Need You from London's Morrissey and Marshall. I think Marshall and Morrissey would be better.
Yes.
I think it flows more. Anyway, welcome to the program. Have I mentioned the books? Copies of my autobiography, 10 years old now, but still available in our shop.
£5.
£5. That's not bad. It was 20 when it first came on. I just want to clear the backlog. There are pictures of me as a baby.
There's pictures of you as a baby?
Yeah. There's pictures of me as a baby, yeah. Anyway, so go to the shop, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Now, should we do a little bit about medical cannabis? Because on the radio, on Talk Radio, my show Monday to Thursday, occasionally other days, 7 o'clock in the evening till 10, I'm there and I do a show. It's sometimes a little bit risky, and I do get into trouble for it quite often, but you'll have to tune in to find out. We talked a lot about medical cannabis and the whole ridiculous business of that, what Sir Christopher Wally, whatever his name was, who shouted and object when they were about to put through the upskirting thing. The same thing happened on medical cannabis a few times as well. The law is, as people say, an ass. We grow in this country more cannabis for medical purposes than anywhere else. I think one of the main sugar producers in this country has a license to produce medical cannabis. Don't hold me to that, but I think. We grow it now openly and legally in this country, but we sell it abroad. For millennia, I suppose, people have known the benefits of certain herbs around the world. This has been proven to relieve pain for people with varying conditions. What are we talking about? Why are we talking? Why does it have to be another discussion? Personally, I like a drink. And as I told you, I'm drinking coffee. It is medical coffee. It's okay. I'm drinking coffee at the moment as we do this, and I'll probably have a drink later. In fact, I will have a drink later. But yeah, you know, we use prohibition against what we consider to be very serious drugs. Alcohol is probably more serious than heroin in many ways, according to people who know. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody takes anything. That's, you know, I wouldn't suggest that. And if you can't handle it, don't do it. Nothing worse than seeing drunks falling around the street. Absolutely appalling. I hate it. And I don't think people should be able to say, well, I didn't mean to do that, Your Honour. I was inebriated at the time. And sometimes that is considered a mitigating circumstance. I don't think it should be. If you can't handle it, don't do it. But there is obviously a need for medical cannabis. Billy Caldwell showed when his mum, of course, had to take him to hospital when they took his medical cannabis away from them at the airport and said he couldn't have it. Then the Home Secretary intervened, used extraordinary powers, and he got the medicine back. They're now going to investigate this. This could take a number of years whilst there are people, a lot of them children, who are suffering with great pain. I suggest that our bureaucracy, our democracy, actually has to streamline itself a bit because people know this is going to be passed. Oh, yes, we would have lots of safeguards. Well, yes, of course. It has to be manufactured by the pharmaceuticals. It has to be, it's already being used in numbers of countries around the world. Why do we have to do this? If anybody has any answers to these or other questions on this program, all you have to do is email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. All right? jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Get on our Facebook page, or, of course, you could send us a tweet to the James Whale or to the James Whale Show, and we'll include them in the program. We haven't included any listeners' bits for a while, but then we haven't been doing the show. I'm afraid I had a few weeks off for reasons I won't go into again. But please send us your thoughts, and we will include them in the program. Now, I think it's that time. I was going to do the has the US done the right thing pulling out of the Human Rights Council? I think it has personally. But I think I'll do that after Rob, who hasn't done much today, let's be honest. Rob does his tech talk and his film thing. We only include these in the program because it means that he gets free stuff and goes to the movies for nothing.
It's British Sugar that has the marijuana plants, 18 hectares in Norfolk.
Really? What did I say? I think I said a sugar company, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're just naming the real one. Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, right, yeah. Fine. Yeah.
According to the Telegraph article I'm just reading right now.
Well, it must be right. It must be right.
Tech talk. Here we go. The World Health Organization has classified gaming disorder as a condition causing a debilitating addiction.
Gaming disorder?
Yeah, you know, when you're playing video games.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, because kids get addicted, adults get addicted to slot machine games and to various other things, don't they? So I don't actually see why anybody's surprised about that. I think that's obvious.
But a lot of people play Monopoly and chess for hours and hours and hours and on end.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not the same thing, because I think screens are addictive.
Yeah, TV especially.
Mm. You know, you get in front of a television and it's difficult to get up. I don't find it difficult to get up. I've never played Monopoly for years or any of those board games. Do people still play those? Or chess? Maybe people get addicted. Yeah, people get addicted to stuff. Listen, human beings, and maybe other species as well, have addictive, or some have addictive personalities. I can't eat one piece of a chocolate bar. I have to eat the whole thing, however big it is.
Otherwise, it goes to waste.
Yeah.
Or it goes on your waste.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Facebook is now going to let group administrators start charging from $4.99 or $29.99 a month for their exclusive membership to their groups.
Oh, could we do that?
We could have a James Whale. We have got a James Whale group, actually. Should we start charging?
What about, $2.50?
No, it has to be between $4.99 and $29.99.
Oh, right, okay. So then we could get rid of the dross, couldn't we?
We don't have dross.
Oh, well, in that case, let's charge them a tenner, because they will probably want to pay more than the minimum.
That's true. They want to feel in
the top. Get in touch with me and tell me how much you're prepared to pay me to be part of the James Whale Facebook group administered by Rob. Because we do need to find ways of making enough money to keep this going. It's a bit hand and mouth, isn't it?
Yes. Ooh.
Oh, hang on. Listen, you carry on with tech talk. I've got to go and answer the phone.
Okay. Okay, well, James has left now. So do you know what? I'll just talk to the dogs, because they're in the room. Hang on a minute. Hello? Come here. Oi. Oi. There we are. So, do you know any good jokes? You'll get me into trouble. Stop. Pretend nothing's happened.
Oh, sorry about that, mate.
No problem.
I'd forgotten that I'd agreed to do that at this time.
It's okay. Have you received a large wave of phishing emails recently talking about WannaCry?
Phishing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've been off on the phone, but we don't do phishing on the program.
No, phishing with a foot H.
With a f***?
No, with a foot H. PH.
A PH?
Yeah, not phishing, but phishing.
Oh, I see. Not fishing, but fishing.
Yeah.
Or not fishing, but pishing.
Fishing. Fishing.
Do you mean saying we'd like to keep your records on file and all that sort of shit?
No, it's basically saying your devices have been infected by WannaCry, blah, 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 blah. Click here and then obviously they get your information.
Well, I don't do that, but they ring up with very strange-sounding foreign voices
from time to time.
And I'm sorry, I say, if you phone this number again, I'm going to find you. I'm going to f***ing eat you from the foot up, slowly. Now, piss off. That seems to work.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I have.
And if I've got room, I'll eat your family as well.
Right, moving on.
That is bad, isn't it? What sort of mind comes up with something like that? I am sick, aren't I?
No, that's perfectly a reasonable response, really. I just say I haven't got a phone.
Good. Okay.
YouTube, you could charge monthly fees to your fans, a bit like Facebook. So there's lots of potential for raking in the money from your fans here.
Yeah. Well, we should actually, this show in danger of closing because, you know, finances are pretty tough and advertising because of all the, you know, they make it difficult for you to get advertising now, don't they? They want to check out what you've said in it just in case you're being subversive.
Yeah, and they still stop your adverts going on, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, particularly on our show. So, yeah, great. If people don't mind, maybe a couple of quid to download and listen. That would be a good idea. I think we should do that. Anybody's got any thoughts on it? JamesWellRadio@gmail.com.
You could always be a little bit nicer on the radio. Then we could get some more advertising.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Films.
And here's a really lovely film, which I hope you will enjoy. Rob is now going to give you a very nice appraisal of the movie that he saw. Rob, you've been to the cinema this week. What was the movie you saw? What was it like?
Okay, well, I saw a film with Johnny Depp, Emily Blunt, James McAvoy, Michael Caine, Maggie Smith, Ozzy Osbourne, Stephen Merchant, Matt Lucas, Julie Walters, Richard Wilson, and it had music with Elton John in it. And it was a film called Sherlock Gnomes.
Sounds f***ing annoying. Sorry, it sounds like one of the best movies ever, and lots of very talented people have obviously given up their time to put this together. Was it good?
No, it was shit. I fell asleep.
No, you can't be rude. Well, I'm being nice. You can't do that. You're being rude.
Oh, it was okay.
Lovely.
Yes, it was lovely.
Fabulous, beautiful, marvellous.
It was so good that I drifted off to sleep. It was such a nice movie to watch.
Right, okay. I don't think the being nice is... I mean, there's so much of that on the radio and the television now. It gets up your nose, doesn't it?
No, but we could get a sponsor for that segment, though.
Could we?
Well, yeah, that we could have that as the nice segment in the show.
All right, okay. If somebody would like to sponsor me being nice, then please get in touch with jameswellradio@gmail.com.
That'll do.
Oh, and also I'm hoping to be the face of a new thing called Skull Shaver.
Oh, I've seen the adverts for those.
Yeah, they should be using me, shouldn't they?
Shaving your skull, yes.
Well, yeah, head, but Skull Shaver.
Yeah, be quiet.
Yeah.
Quite nasty when it's shaving your skull.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so is that it then?
Oh, I can give you some more news about the baby news.
The what?
The baby news. I went for the scan yesterday, 20-week scan.
You sure you want to be telling everybody about this? I mean, you are quite old to be parents.
Yeah, it's a boy, by the way.
Oh, that's not... Well, you've got a girl, haven't you? So that will be nice. You'll be complete.
We could stop now.
I'd have the snip if I were you. Yeah. I could do it if you want.
What? With the wife?
No, the snip.
Oh, well, yeah.
You are disgusting. You people in Wales, that's all you ever think about. That sort of wife's, that is disgusting. Not that I'm saying your wife is not, but, you know, just you offering your wife is just appalling. I think you should edit this all out of the show.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was quite impressed with the scan. Technology was amazing.
What?
The scan technology, you could see everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for 3D ones soon.
Oh, for goodness sake. I mean, I know, and you're probably going to be at the birth, aren't you, as well?
I was at the birth of the last one.
Oh, no, I couldn't stand that.
I think I saved everyone's life on the last one. They turned all the machines off.
Being at the conception is fine, but I think I just pull the, you know, I draw the line at being at the birth.
Well, you don't have to come to my birth. Well, not my birth, but my wife's birth.
No, I'm not coming anyway. No, I'm not. And don't video it. I don't want to see the video either. I don't know why anybody would do that.
Put it on YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can we move on now, please? Because I've got things to do.
Well, you talk about something then.
Okay, right. Has the US done the right thing pulling out of the Human Rights Council? Yeah, I think they have. I think the United Nations as well is on its last legs, because what does the UN actually do? Where does the UN actually do anything useful? If you can tell me, jamesoradio@gmail.com. We'll put the question out on Facebook, do it next week. Bill Roberts says, yes, we should quit too. I agree, Bill. Matt Davis says, yes. It's a shambles. It puts the biggest abusers of human rights in charge of the whole process. You know, on the Human Rights Council, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, China, you know, lots of countries that have very questionable human rights are in the Human Rights Council. And the UN would say, oh, yes, well, it's at least having them there, keeping them rubbish. It's just a waste of time. And it costs us lots of money. Let's get rid of it. Peter Else says they did the right thing in the sense that their current policy doesn't align with human rights values. Ultimately, the US has well and truly lost its values of old. I think you're talking crap, actually, Peter. I think you will find that what Donald, His Holiness Trump, is doing is actually showing that the old politics is finished. I mean, I might not agree with everything Trump's doing, but I think we are now finding that those people who consider themselves politically adept and doing everything the right way never get anything done. And let's face it, the UN is a spent force. Phil Barron, your voice isn't heard if you quit. Another isolationist move. The US doesn't push the boundaries on human rights, of course. They are whiter than white. Well, that's what many there want it to be. That's absolute rubbish as well, Phil. Listen, wake up, mate. All right. It doesn't do any good, and their voice will not be lost. Leaving the UN Security Council or the UN Human Rights Council or any of the UN for that matter is not like us leaving the largest single market on our doorstep. It's a completely different thing. And I think the US are right to do it. And okay, we can talk about their treatment of children, which is appalling and has been in the news and will be talked about. But as soon as Trump saw how those children were being kept, he signed an executive order and stopped it. Now, children were being separated like that for quite some time. And one of the reasons why children are separated from adults, not necessarily their parents, is quite often the people who had the children could not prove that they were their children. And so there was a belief that maybe these children are being taken away and smuggled in illegally. I don't know. I'm not there. I'm just putting up another point of view before everybody goes, oh, not Trump again. Oh, he's terrible. Well, maybe Trump has actually made the world take notice. Maybe it has. And maybe it's actually making us all think a little more deeply about these things. Wes says the Human Rights Council is a biased little club anyway. Many of its members have significant human rights issues, and yet none seem to ever get resolved. Even after many years of supposed dialogue, the issues remain. It needs fundamental reform, and they won't do it. That's why the USA left. And I think, Wes, you are absolutely spot on. Tracy Ann said, not sure if he's right or not, but ours needs a good shake-up as you get murderers, sex offenders screaming, what about my human rights? They should not have any at all. Far too many people playing on human rights today. I agree with you, Tracy, as well. Simon Hutchinson says human rights protects criminals, terrorists, and their families. And Mike Nichols says, was it actually fulfilling its real duties and agenda? Are human rights abuses still an issue? Well, if it's not working, why keep paying or being part of something that is a failure? There is no need to stick with it just from time invested. And absolutely right, Mike. So some very good points. And I think others who feel that, oh, it's the human rights, oh, we should stick with that, think again, because, you know, I don't see that human rights in a lot of these countries around the world are actually improving at all. Iran, they're on it, I think you'll find. Hang gay people from cranes. Saudi Arabia, we all know what they get up to. and still they're our best mates, apparently. I think we have to take a look at ourselves. I really do. I think we probably nearly finished this programme. Difficult to know, really.
Well, this week it is, yeah.
Because my phone keeps going off during the programme, but I think we probably got to questions, haven't we?
We got to questions. I can do some questions. Yeah.
Can you do some questions? I like to finish the show with questions from our listeners, and if you would like to send us a question, then jamesorradio@gmail.com. Did I tell everybody to listen to my radio show on Talk Radio? Yes, I did. Did I tell everybody to go to the shop on our website, jamesorradio.co.uk? Yes, I think I did that. Did I tell people to send us lots of money so you and I can go on a holiday together?
No, you didn't, but do that anyway.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Are you going to tell everyone that you're on the right stuff next week?
Yeah, well, I can't really, because I don't know when you're listening to this. I'm on Tuesday, which I think is the 26th of June.
There we go. I'll do.
Oh, I've got a car to... I've got a car I want to sell. Can we do that on here? No, better not, have we?
Well, what kind of car is it?
It's a Mercedes.
Colour?
Black.
Steering wheel?
Black.
Four wheels?
Yeah, no, it's a C-class sort of Mercedes.
Right.
2006.
2006. How many miles on the clock?
130.
100? Well, that's not that much for a Mercedes.
1,000.
That's how much you want. You want £1,000 for it.
No, it's 130,000 miles on the clock. But it's not bad for a Mercedes. It's a very good little runner. But I've now got two cars and I only need one.
Okay. So how much do you want for it?
I don't know. What's it worth?
Well, it's a celebrity car, so it's obviously worth more than a normal car.
All right. 1,500 quid? 2 grand, something like that?
If you want James's old car that still goes, it's got MOT.
Yeah, yeah, it's got MOT.
Tax is irrelevant now because you can't give that away anymore.
No, and I have to tax it next week.
Oh, crikey. So get in touch as soon as you can. jamesorradio@gmail.com. £1,500.
Yeah, £1,500. It's got a really good DAB radio and hands-free system.
It has, because I've spoken to you on it a lot and it's very clear. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, and I'll leave, and that cost me 500 quid.
Oh, you should take that out then, really. £2,000.
I mean, somebody did say they wanted it, but they haven't come back to me yet.
Okay. Have you got the old radio?
Yeah, yeah.
So you could put the old radio back in then, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Right. Shall we? We're going a bit off track here, really.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't put that out. No, in fact. Why don't I get you to put it on your eBay thing, and then you could sell it for me?
Well, I thought we could have a classified ads section of the James Will Radio Show, charge like 15 quid for an advert.
Well, I'll give you 15 quid. You put that out. Let's see if anybody buys the car.
Oh, no, I meant on here, but okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, get on with the questions. I've got to go and judge a beauty contest.
I'm laughing, but I know it's true. Right. Jonathan Cooper. Hi, James.
Just to annoy people. Yeah. Hi, Jonathan. Hi.
I believe Auntie Beeb is looking for a new host of BBC Question Time. How do you fancy it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that, I must admit. I mean, Dimbleby's quite rude, isn't he, to the audience. I quite like that. And he said, yes, that lady over there. No, not that one, that one. That, yeah, yes, you, madam. Yes, come on, madam, I want to hear your question. Yes, you. Yeah, I could do that. Well, he does do that, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, maybe you'll get on as a guest if you're the host.
Yeah, I've been waiting years. They never want me on there.
Paul Hyam.
Hi, Paul.
Why are pizzas round, put in square boxes, and then cut into triangles?
I don't know. Well, it's easier to cut them into triangles to share with your friends if they're round than if they're square. You can make a pizza any shape you want. If you go to Italy and to the home of pizzas, which is Napoli, they often have them in squares.
My pizzas are never round.
Mm.
They're always sort of squished. Christian Loyal. Do you remember Dennis Penis? I saw a clip of you on his show and just wondered what you thought about this type of celebrity mocking humour.
I thought it was quite funny. I personally wouldn't really want to do it because celebrities are really easy to take the piss out of. And I don't mind at all. He could do what he wants to me, as you saw. Here's the question, though. Where is Dennis Pennis now?
That is a good question. I don't know. He's on YouTube, I imagine.
Well, the old shows were.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say the old shows are on YouTube, but I don't know where he is now. Maybe he's retired. Maybe he made so much money out of his TV shows that he doesn't need to do them anymore.
I doubt it. Anyway, moving on.
Paul Dickerson.
Mm.
Should Tommy Robinson be set free?
When he's done his time.
Fair point. Kieran Fox. Can you bring back Whip the Prisoners, please?
Yeah. Actually, we do it occasionally, but the prisoners enjoyed it too much, so we stopped it.
Dave Hills, after Brexit, we'll have to pay £750,000 to the EU per day in royalties for keeping using the metric system. Is it time we switch back to imperial?
I think that's completely bollocks, to be honest with you. I don't know where you got that from. There is no £750,000 a day in royalties to use the metric system. That is just stupid.
Pauline...
And no, we should never move back to what is called the imperial system for the name and the stupidity of the imperial system. Thank you, Dave.
Pauline Codd. How much potato do you require in a shepherd's pie? As when eating out, I'm grossly unpotatoed. Last week in Soho, I was underpotatoed on an inner city shepherd's pie. I shouldn't need to order potato as an extra veg.
I think it's I only want an inch of potato across the top. And I would prefer more of the filling than potato. But an inch of potato and really good shepherd's pie has just maybe a little grated cheese on top of the potato.
So you ruined it by putting the cheese on.
No, I don't. I think it's nice.
Okay, and the last one, Dave Booth.
Mm.
Whatever happened to Spangles?
I don't care.
Oh, well, that's not very informative, is it?
No, well, I think you can still get Spangles in those old-fashioned sweet shops if you look around. But let's face it; they were just lumps of sugar with a bit of fruit flavouring. I mean, you're better off without them, to be honest with you.
I thought they were some kind of trouser.
What, Spangles?
Yeah.
How can a Spangle be a trouser? You talk rubbish sometimes.
Well, I'm not as old as you. I mean, I'm just guessing that I always thought they were an item of clothing.
You appear to be older than me, don't you?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I might look a bit older with my baggy eyes and my bald head. And...
You do? Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Listen, guys, I've got to go and judge. They're having a beauty contest for a Royal Ascot Day in the local pub. And the landlord said, would you come and judge the best dressed man and woman? And I've got to go and do that now.
Can I enter?
No, because you have no chance of winning or coming anywhere close.
That's discriminatory.
I know. Listen, got to go. I'll be on The Right Stuff on Tuesday, the 26th of June. That's it. I'm going now.
Okay. All right. We'll go and have a look at Nice Men.
No, I've gone. You can carry on doing whatever you want to do, and I've gone. Bye.
to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.